Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
attention, 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 all callers. If you want to call into any of your favorite radio shows, you dial the number 563-999-3456. Again, 563-999-3456, and press the number 1. Yes, numero uno. And make sure you bring it, honey, because we want to be a part of the conversation with you. This is DV signing off on We Talk Radio.
Oh, yes, it is We Talk Radio Network. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us on tonight on back on the E-Man After Show. Good evening, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Sunday afternoon. We are broadcasting this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and it's raining outside. It's hailing. Boy, I tell you, we so appreciative of all of you that's coming in on the network on tonight, all of you that's coming in around the phone lines. Pull up a chair. We're back. We're back. We're back on the E-Man After Show for another great show on tonight. Mandy's in the building. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, hello. Welcome back, everyone, to the E-Man After Show.
Yeah, we want to appreciate all of you guys that's coming in on the network tonight, that's coming in on the phone lines. Listen, if you want to join the show tonight, join the conversation, you can call us here at 563-999-3456 and jump into the conversation on tonight. We're back around the domino table, Mandy.
We are back around the domino table.
Man, we always around the domino table, but we're back around the domino table tonight with some conversations, man, because we got a lot going on out here in these streets.
Right, yeah. So much. You know the saying, if it's not one thing, it's something else.
Right, right, right. And so we're appreciative of all of you that's hanging out with us on tonight. Man, we are in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. We are all around the globe. You're sure this network is being heard all around the globe.
Uh-huh.
Man, you can, if you over there in South Africa, if you over there in South Korea, if you over there in United Kingdoms, if you over there in Brazil, United States, man, China, Canada, wherever you're listening from, you're listening to the E-Man After Show. You're listening to this great network, We Talk Radio Network.
Right.
We're on all social media. Hello to Miss Deanne Lack and Miss Emily Blue.
Shout out.
Yeah, brand new day. It just ended, and we want to appreciate all of you that went back and checked that show out. And you can go on our network because we're on all social media. If you want to follow this network, to listen to all these great shows that's out here on the network, you can go to www.wetalkradio.com. And we got about 50 other platforms. Mandy, won't you help me out with some of them?
All right, just to name a few, we have Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, Deezer, Amazon Music, Spotify, Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Alexa, YouTube, iHeartRadio, Podbean, Buzzsprout, CastBox, Castro, Pocket Cast, and that was Castro, Pocket Cast, Overcast FM, Google Podcast, and Apple Podcast.
Yes, and so you can download all those apps, and man, you can sit back and enjoy all the great shows over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And guys, we take action.
Yeah.
Got a lot of great things. Shout out to the owner and Miss Kia David. We are celebrating 13 years of We Talk Radio. Not 13 years of the E-Man After Show.
Come on now.
But 13 years of We Talk Radio Network.
This woman has blazed a trail, okay? 13 years. We Talk Radio Network has been in existence, and she has not stopped yet.
Yeah, she started in 2010, and she's still going strong.
Yes, she is.
Shout out to you, Miss Kia Davis.
Shout out to you, Miss Kia Davis.
I want to shout out to her daughter. Her daughter's birthday was, I believe, this weekend.
Okay.
Not Samaya. I can't even think of the not Riley. I think it was Samaya's birthday.
Uh-huh.
The one that got married. Yeah. We did her wedding. Happy birthday to you, young
Happy
lady.
Happy birthday.
And then we have a YouTube channel. If you want to join us on our YouTube channel, you can go to We Talk Radio Network. That's one word. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment if you like. But, man, if they want to subscribe, how do they subscribe? We Talk Radio Network.
So, guys, if you want to subscribe, you just hit that subscribe button. And also hit the notification bell so you can be notified when the when the We Talk Radio Network family upload new content.
Yes, and so you guys can do that. And we got a lot of great things that's going on and coming up. So stay, keep it locked right here at We Talk Radio Network.
Keep it locked right here.
Man, we're back for another Sunday afternoon, another Sunday night over here on this great network.
Uh-huh.
Man, there's a storm out on the ocean.
Literally. And it's literally. Moving. Okay.
We broadcast down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and man, I don't know what part of town you in down here in Dallas, Texas, but it's storming over here.
It's going down. Make sure you guys are just staying safe out there.
Yes, stay safe.
If you're traveling, get to where you need to be and just go home and enjoy the weather, because it's nothing like, and I pray that the rain take us throughout the night, because it's nothing like sleeping when it's raining.
Right. And so to all of you guys that's coming in on the phone lines tonight, that's coming in on the network, we're back around the domino table. It's the E-Man After Show. Man, we have had a marvelous day on today. Hopefully you have had a blessed day on today.
Uh-huh.
But man, let's do just a little recap of last Sunday night.
Right.
Last Sunday night, it was Bible study on the E-Man After Show.
Yes, we had guest pastor Ricky Lawton Sr.
Yes. Our uncle.
Uh-huh. That was our Uncle Rick. Rick over there.
Uncle Rick over there from the Rock of Fellowship
Rock
Church
of Salvation.
Yes. And he did a, man, I tell you, he put it down. He talked about, what did Pastor Ricky talk about?
He talked about how to cope
in
a
midnight
crisis.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
He came from Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 32.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really good, because he talked about Saul and Paul when they were locked up.
Right? Yeah.
The earthquake came,
mm-hmm.
and then the guard was getting ready to kill himself, and they screamed out, "We're still here."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a really good sermon, but it was a really uplifting, uplifting teaching, because we needed that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That extra inspiration, that extra push, that life spoken into us. And that's exactly what Pastor Lawton did on last week. So, Pastor Lawton, if you're listening, the E-Man After Show, we love you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yes, and it was a powerful teaching. And, you know, one of the things, even listening to Bishop Newell Jones today over at the Potter's House, I love those teacher preachers, because you have to be skilled and you have to know how to teach the word of God, but then switch it to exhortation of the word of God,
right.
Like what he did, because at the end of the day, when you're listening, and if you notice when he started out, he says they duty to preach the whole gospel, to teach the whole word of God. But because I asked them not to come on and preach no high, you know, teach no fire and brimstone message. This is when you know pastor's been trained well.
Absolutely.
And so he started out sharing, because, you know, you got a lot of pastors you can invite on. They get caught up and they don't have integrity and they just want to do what they want to do. And so when you invite it to any one platform and they're asking you to do something, you don't manipulate and say the Lord told you to go a certain way, because that's not the platform.
Yeah, you come into submission of the rules of the house.
Yes.
You know, but I do love the way Pastor Ricky how he explained that, because every increment and ounce of the word of God has its place and time.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
And even with the directions that you're going in and what God has placed on your heart, the men of God and women of God that have come onto the panel, they have been respectful and obedient enough to carry out the assignment correctly.
Because one pastor I was talking to, you know, I was going to invite him on, and he was like, and I began to share with him just that, you know, what we was looking for and why we was doing it. He said, "Oh, I understand. He said, "But I go with the Holy Spirit." I said, "Well, if your Holy Spirit that you got go a different way, you'll probably get shut down, you know." And he kind of looked at me. I said, "I don't care what your name is, what church you, how many members you got at church."
Mm-hmm.
I say, if you are a man to God and you do things correctly with integrity, God is not going to override just because it's you. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And then he said, he kind of looked at me. Mm-hmm. I said, "Listen, sir, I'm not ignorant to church. I'm not ignorant to the rules of church. You're talking to a different guy here."
Uh-huh.
I said, "I don't do all of that. You're just going to do it your way." I said, "Because the Holy Spirit is very, very intelligent."
He is very intelligent. And this is the thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
God can get whatever message he decides to get across, because he's God. However, what I've learned in my walk, when it comes to delivering the message of God, the Holy Spirit, he has a way of incorporating how he wants to incorporate things, but he brings it back around and it all comes together and it makes sense. He's not going to send us on a rabbit trail.
Right.
And a lot of times, I think that's where we forget to differentiate the difference. Because, yes, the Holy Spirit can change your message, but when he gets done, the obedience and everything, the obedience of what you were asked to do, he's intelligent enough to tie it all in.
Well,
meaning, I'm not saying changing, but incorporate.
You got to be taught right. We're talking about the style. If you've been taught right and you have set up under a pastor that have taught you right, you know, you are coming, like you use the word, you are coming to me. You won't do it your way.
You're not going
to
do it your way.
Because that's manipulation.
But I'm explaining is we know what it means, the proper meaning when the Holy Spirit moves the way he wants to move, because he has a mind will of his own. So he can incorporate certain messages within the message is what I'm saying. So he's not taken away from the message. It's still uplifting and encouraging, but he can add to it.
This is where I was going with it, man. Mm-hmm. So he said, I got a prayer about it. I said, well, I can ask your prayer right now. I don't have to use you, sir.
Right.
I said, I don't need you that bad. You know, I said, you called me. I was going to give you an opportunity.
Uh-huh.
I said, but if you feel that way, I don't need you. I say you can go parade somewhere else.
Right.
Just not on the E-Man after show.
And what's wrong with it? Like, why is it? Why is
because,
it?
You
it's
know,
okay
you
to
know.
Just say, E-Man, I just feel this way.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't feel like something's for you, I do feel like we should pray about all things. But if you feel, because sometimes we know. And if you don't feel like something's for you, or you feel like you're not in agreement, because to me it just sounds like I'm not fully in agreement with what you're saying right now, E-Man, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to just bow out gracefully and say no. So what you saying, you make the decision for him, basically.
Yeah, well, I think he was, and I told him to his face, I said, I think you're a very unlearned pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't know who your pastor, whoever pastor you and taught you, but it's clear they didn't do a good job. I said, number one, in some type of way, we are all opportunities in some type of way. I say, but if a person giving you an opportunity, I say, yeah, I didn't call you. You called me.
Oh, he called you.
Yeah, I didn't call him.
Oh, wow. That puts a different narrative.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Some type of way he heard it or he got the word out that said what I was doing. I knew him. And he called me and he was like, oh. And then he said he had listened to the previous one. I was like, then he was like, because, you know, you have those kind of teachers, Mandy, and those of you guys on the network around the globe. You have those kind of teachers that, because we live in this era, everybody think they got all the God answers.
Uh-huh.
And everybody try to play God.
Mm-hmm.
And so that ain't what I said. Certainly, I said, listen, that's not even what we do. I don't even care nothing about all of that.
Right.
I said, I'm just only, you know, because we're just trying to uplift and encourage someone.
Right.
And I said, well, you just keep listening. And I say, so if you come from that kind of church and come from that kind of teaching, I say, I don't need you.
Right.
You know.
I agree because everybody, this is the, listen, it a lot of times with me, it's not about right or wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's some things we're just not fitting for.
Mm-hmm.
Some things we're just not designed to partake in. And it's okay. It's okay. I just feel like if you tell me something, E-Man, and you give me, this is your show, right?
Right.
You give me directives, either I can follow the directives or I cannot.
Well, that's
and,
what that's,
and at the end of the day, I'll let you know, hey, E-Man, okay, that's good. Oh, okay, when? Or I'll be like, okay, well, it's probably not fit for me. Thank you for the opportunity.
And that's what I'm saying. Dude, I'm not going to sit here and argue with you about, you understand
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
How you been raised in all these thousands of churches you done set up under and what you believe. I'm not going to argue with you about all of that. It was just an opportunity that I don't need and what did he say to me? He said, well, that's what's, and if you listen out there, yeah, I'm talking about you. I almost get ready to call your name out, but but at the end of the day, I don't like preachers that do that.
Uh-huh.
I don't like no preachers that preach about other preachers. I don't
right.
like no preachers that manipulate and try to preach. They want you to follow them. They want you to do it their way.
Mm-hmm.
I hate those kind of preachers. I don't ever want to go to their church. I don't want to set up under them. I don't like them judgmental preachers. I don't like the self-righteous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like none of them type of folk. And that's why I don't really, you know, that's why I thank God I'm in the ministry that I'm up under. Because he and Bishop T.D. Jakes' birthday was today. And
happy birthday, Bishop.
And it was so elegant the way Bishop Noel Jones put this sermon that he put today. Why? Because, you know, when you know, like Noel Jones said, Bishop Noel Jones said today, when you know who you are, because he talked about when he was doing the sermon, man, he talked about how people have tried to turn him and Bishop against each other because of their giftings.
Right.
And Bishop Jones broke that down so today until You know, these are legends. T.D. Jakes and Bishop Thomas Dexter Jakes Sr., Bishop Newell Jones, all of these type guys are guys that I would call legends in the gospel. You know, and when you sit around and you look at their integrity and how they really do it, I don't like those preachers. I don't like no preacher that think they so right and you got to buy by their teaching and you got to see it their way and you ain't doing it their way, they, you know, it just do something to my whole psyche and my whole spirit.
Right.
Why? Because you're not showing the love of God. It's really you. It's all about you.
So you think about the control factor.
Yeah,
of if you don't do it the way I see it. But at the end of the day, this is a lot of people. We see things differently because we're not all monolithic and we think differently, right?
Right.
I will say this. How can you – our job is to win people over. If I'm throwing stones, if I'm hurting you, I'm poking at you.
Yes.
And I said I because there's a difference between God saying say something and we decide we're going to say it ourselves because we feel like you need to know.
Right.
Those
right.
are two different operations. So if we're throwing stones, if I'm throwing stones at someone and I'm hurting you, how am I going to win you over? Offense is it's very hard to win an offended person over. And a lot God has called us to love. Amen. I just had a conversation with someone and I was telling them that I believe that as people of God, we can tackle any subject. There's not a subject in this world that we should not be able to talk about. Nothing. Why? Because the light of God lives in us. We bring light to darkness. Mm-hmm. We bring because of Jesus, right? Nothing we've done ourselves, but it's because of Jesus. And every dark situation, he shines through, or he should shine
attention,
through.
Attention.
So what am I saying? The religious factor of things. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to talk about this because that sounds so negatively. Well, the light is in you.
Mm-hmm.
You have God has given you the light. So when you speak on a situation, the whole narrative should change. Right. Sometimes we don't realize how much we carry, Eman, where we can talk about something and a person's whole perspective will shift because we're too afraid of what people think about us. We're afraid to connect with certain people.
Right.
We're afraid to talk about certain things. But do we really know who we are?
Yep.
And do we know we were really called to the highways, byways, meaning that people that don't look like us, basically, right?
Right.
And what I mean by that, everybody don't have, share the same beliefs.
Yeah.
Everybody view, even when it comes to Jesus, people view Jesus differently.
Mm-hmm.
So when they can sense and they can feel the love of God flowing through us, then that's drawing in itself. It's the love and kindness. And a lot of times I think we lose sight of that. And a lot of times because due to the way we were taught and due to being traditionalized and due to all this stuff, we become stagnant and we don't move forth. And this is why a lot of us, if I may be honest right now, we're locked up. This is why a lot of us are stagnant.
Right,
is why a lot of us are not moving. This is why a lot of us are not making connections because we don't realize how much bondage we're truly in.
And why are we going this way? Why are we saying all of this? Because number one, I want to thank each and every teacher that have come on so far, have been obedient, you know, understood what the call was, and have answered the call. We started out with Deacon Fred Bell. All the way. I didn't even know Pastor Lawson had listened. He started out talking about the sermon he heard from Deacon Fred Bell,
by
Job. And so shout out to each and every one of you have already taught and have been obedient and not just going to do it your way because you think you're a pastor and you got a few members and everybody's supposed to bow down to you. And so I said all that to say this here. We're going to continue it. And it's one thing I enjoy Bishop Jones' message today because he talked about the haters. He talked he said, listen, you know when you're doing it right, when someone is going to be disagreeing with you, they're going to hate on what you do. You know, you can't never please them. I want to go up there and take a shoe and hit Bishop Miller.
Right.
Why? Because he was, what is he saying? These guys have been in ministry long enough, and so we got so many people that's out there. They want to do it their way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, after I told this guy, I said, listen, man, I don't care how long you've been preaching the gospel. I don't care nothing about your title.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you won't be coming to the E-Man after show. I said, oh, you can go somewhere else and do all of that if you think you know, you just God's man like that.
Right.
I said, you just won't get to parade on my show with it. I said, you call me. I didn't call you, and I don't need you. And he looked at me like if I was supposed to be scared or something. I said, you ain't God. I said, God ain't, you ain't died on nobody's cross. And so I say that to a whole lot of pastors out there. I don't say that, but I'm saying that to leaders and teachers. You know, learn, if you're going to teach and preach the Bible, you know, you need to learn it first, and then you need to understand the integrity of teaching God's word.
Agreed.
And especially when you're trying to bite yourself onto somebody else's platform.
That's right.
It's one thing if somebody bites you, but then you call in the ass to, you know, because you got wind of it, and you think God gave it. And you know, my young brother is a pastor, right?
Right.
And I thought about my young brother, because he told me, he said, listen, make it plain, and people that do that, you see, I'm around too many pastors that I know better, and I know what to let parade and not let the parade.
Right.
And my young brother is one of them. Bishop Jakes is one of them. All these great leaders that I done set up, and you ain't tricked by nobody in how what they do.
Right.
Why? Because I done been doing this for 35 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't trick me with scripture to manipulate to get what you want because you want a parade. And, you know, I say that's not what the E-Man After Show is going to be about.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep on continuing to do. And right after that, Mandy, I start looking down the list because now we're getting so close. And we're going on, ladies and gentlemen, because we see you coming in on the network. It's been raining in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And for a minute there, I didn't think we were going to be able to get on because it's been storming like crazy out here.
Right.
And reason why we're going there, because now, Mandy, you know, different ones have encouraged me to continue to keep doing it until I got 15 more pastors.
I know.
And we ain't got enough months.
No, we do not.
You know, we ain't got enough months, and I got 15 pastors that's lined it up. That's they've been listening, and I've been sending them out the links to the other pastors, and they was like, and the encouraging part of it is, each one of them are saying, you know, they giving me pointers and they sharing, you know, about this hour and this, that, and the other. And so I said to someone, I said, I think I might start next month. Well, we got June. We in June, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got July, August, September, October, November, and December, right?
Right.
Probably around that September. Well, really, start next month. We might have to do two Bible shows, man.
All right.
If I use everybody that I still have on the list, you know, if I use everybody I still on there, I think we can make it if we do two Bible shows, probably at the first of the month and at the end of the month, or Sunday, Sunday back to back.
It's definitely needed.
And so we try, because each and every one of them is they have encouraged about it. They think it's a great segment, and what a platform to do it on, being all around the world. But you know, just really to uplift and to encourage. So, and some of them probably on the network, on the phone line, like, oh, where all that come from? A lot of times you have to make things real, real plain to, you know, of what you're looking for and understanding. And not, so many people allow people to manipulate them and whatever they doing, you know. And a lot of that stuff, it just irks me anyway, you know.
And honestly, we are living in a time where you have to stand your ground.
Right, right.
You really have to be clear about what we're saying, what we are saying, what we mean. We have to be clear. And it's okay. It's okay to, you know, let a person know that you're just not in agreement.
You're not
in agreement, and just keep it moving. But right now, I feel like it is very important that we're clear on our stance.
E-Man might say something
that Mandy may not say, but that's E-Man.
Well, because it's the E-Man After Show,
right?
And what I think a lot of people don't realize, what I don't like, and I've been taught very well, I don't like witchcraft. I don't like no witches. And I got the authority to come against any witch, any warlock out there. I don't like them kind of people, and I don't let them play with me, and I don't play with them. You know, if you invite me to your house, I'm gonna respect you in your house.
Right.
I'm not gonna try to do it my way. I just don't like even being associated with churches and going to churches and people do it like that. When you walk in, they just beating the whole congregation up. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, you ever been in the church and you've been visiting the church, and by the time you leave up out of there, you'll be like,
you're like, I'm going to hell.
No, it's like, now, some people do, I spoke a couple of the day. My goodness.
Well, maybe like now, somebody may be young in the faith, you know, and they're connecting, they're finding their way. And you have had those individuals where they went into the church house and it was a hell and fire and brimstone message being preached. And I'm not against, listen,
well, it has
I'm not,
its place.
Hold on. It has, exactly. It mm-hmm. has its place. But they left out feeling like there's no hope for me. You know,
for sure.
because they may not have all the tools that or the knowledge that the next person have, or even know how to properly go and dissect the Word of God or the grace factor of God. So people do feel. I believe in all of our delivery, there has to be wisdom, you know, because mm-hmm. people will leave out feeling like, man, I just did A, B, C, and D, or sometimes the enemy play tricks with our minds, and a person will feel like that if they're not at a certain place, they will feel like, you know, they're all by themselves. They've done too much, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's always good. I've always been taught never cut, and that's a hard word, right? A cutting word would be one of those hard words, but you never cut without sewing back up. And we sew back up with the love of God. If exposure comes, then you come back with the plans of God for a person's life yeah. and where God is taking them. You speak life into them.
Yeah. And so why are we saying all of that? Thank you, Pastor Ricky.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you to all the pastors that's come on and understanding this obedience. This is just one of the pastors, I had him down there in the morning. He called me about it, you know, was talking about it. And I guess he claimed he'd been praying and the Lord is telling him to go a different way. I told him that wasn't the Lord, that's you.
Oh, my, oh, my.
No, because, you know, because it's manipulation. That's what it is. And so, listen, I've been taught well. I know how to do it. Mm-hmm. I didn't do it ugly.
Mm-hmm.
I just know it when God telling them to go a different way. God ain't going to tell everybody to go one way and tell one individual to go a different way. That's crazy. That ain't God. That's crazy. And don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Somebody said, well, you may not know. No, you know, that's religious people that do stuff like that. God don't do stuff like that. We put it on God,
mm-hmm.
but God is not going to have everybody to teach one way and then tell you to teach another way. That's confusion. That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the end of the day, we want to thank all you pastors that came in. And just in case he listened tonight, because I could bust him out. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm good with that. But I'm just going to let you make it, you know. And if you want to call me, we can talk about it even farther more if you just want to call me about it.
Please just call him. Please just call him. Just call him, please.
And so tonight, ladies and gentlemen, in about a few minutes, we got Encouragement for the Soul by Deacon Fred Bell.
Yeah.
And that's an encouraging word that we do over here every Sunday night on the E-Man After Show. And I love these segments that Deacon mm-hmm. Fred Bell puts out. And they're beginning to call in now because his faithful ones listen and want to appreciate all of you that call in and listen to their word.
Yes.
And then tonight around the domino table, we're talking about the Florida shooting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about the Florida shooting of the woman that was shot, you know.
Yes, Miss A.J. Owen.
Yeah, Miss A.J. Owen, she was shot, fatally shot in front of her four kids.
Yeah, yep. So sad. And she was mm-hmm. shot by a 58-year-old white lady by the name of Susan Lawrence. Allegedly, E-Man, this was all, I mean, there has been multiple occurrences, but this was all over an iPad.
Yeah, it was all over an iPad. And it's just so much around this particular topic. And so we're going to kind of talk about it around the domino table.
Mm-hmm.
What you think about it? You can hit option one. You can come in and hit option one if you want to talk to us, talk with us about it around the domino table. Why? Because it's a hot discussion. And,
it is.
Was the white woman racist? You know, there's so much centered around this. And but she fatally shot this these kids' mother right in front of them.
In front of them. Mm-hmm. Her, and some reports say 9 and some reports say 10, but
mm-hmm.
her 10-year-old son was standing right next to her because Susan, she shot through the door.
Uh-huh. And those of you that know what we're celebrating all month long is because it's June month. It's Father's Day month this month.
It's Father's Day.
And then it's Gun Violence Awareness Month.
Yes, it is.
And then it's Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, all in the month of June.
Yes.
And so we're celebrating all of these particular topics. Why? Because I know my mother, she passed with Alzheimer's, and
mm-hmm.
a lot of people have some brain deficiencies. So we're talking a little bit about that all week long, and then we're talking about this gun. We've been talking about this gun violence for a while.
It's just so much that's happening. You know, so many people have been affected, you know, and mm-hmm. it's really sad, but we will talk about it when we return from our break. As of right now, we have Encouragement for Your Soul by Deacon Fred Bell.
Y'all guys, keep it locked. We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network right after this.
You are now tuned in to Encouragement for Your Soul with Fred Bell.
Is there someone tonight, or maybe anywhere you are, who felt like they're in a battle? But you don't want to fight the war anymore because you have fought so many battles that you just don't have the energy anymore. Maybe it's a spiritual battle and you're tired of going through it. Maybe it's a physical battle, meaning your body may be going through pain. You may be dealing with a sickness. But I have to tell you, we can't give up because we have to arm ourselves with the arm of God. And what I mean by that is we have to pray before our feet even hit the ground. We must pray to put on the shoes. We must pray to put on the breastplate. We must pray to put on the helmet. Now we are suited up because we call ourselves soldiers on the battlefield. And the Bible tells us we don't fight against flesh and blood, but the principalities. God used 300 men to kill an entire army. So with the Holy Spirit and prayer, you can beat Satan. So when we wake up in the morning time, what we should do is pray to God to give us the strength to fight this battle and tell Satan it means war today. Because this is not going to be an easy fight. You better bring your lunch. Meaning, I'm going to give it everything I got, but I'm not coming alone. I'm coming with the Holy Spirit. And with the Holy Spirit, we will be victorious. Remember, Jesus went down to hell, fought Satan, won, came up with all power in his hand. So guess what? We got to plead the blood because he can't have my family. He can't have my joy. He can't have my increase because the day this means war. So if I'm talking to anyone tonight who is about to give up on the battle, you can't give up on the battle because God has sent you. He's equipped you because God gives his toughest battles to his strongest soldiers. So guess what? When you're going through, God is with you. Because he sees the toughness in you. So we have to tell Satan tonight, tomorrow, in the morning, that this means war. And when we hit our knees and say amen, he knows that the battle is on. And I hope this word encouraged someone today, someone tonight, someone wherever you are, not to give up. And you look straight in his eyes and tell him, this means war. You heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
Day with Emily Blue.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes. It is We Talk Radio Network. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us back. We're back on the E-Man After Show. It's Sunday night. Mandy is back in the building. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, hello.
It's We Talk Radio Network. I want to appreciate all of you guys that's coming in on the phone lines tonight. We're around the domino table, back around the domino table.
We are.
And this is how we talk around the domino table. Mm-hmm. You come around the domino table, we just have real, real conversations, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And it's a little raw and uncut.
That's the whole purpose of the E-Man After Show, because, you know, as I talk to different men, especially at work, and you know, just men I'm around, and to all of you that's down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, just a little hint, we broadcast this show in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You know, I'm a member of the Potter's House,
uh-huh.
And today was Bishop T.D. Jakes' birthday.
Yes,
and we celebrated over at the Dallas Main Church today, but this coming Saturday,
mm-hmm.
Sunday is Father's Day.
It is.
Sunday is Father's Day. The month of June is Father's Day, and Bishop is doing something for the men Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday, the men are be able to show up over there at the Potter's House. You know, he's always got something for us men. So to all of you men that's out there and you want to join this great conversation with a bunch of men, it's uncut. Mm-hmm. It's raw. Mm-hmm. You understand? A lot of people probably think I'm crazy. If you say to one of these sessions that Bishop Jason is doing, you'll find out, because this is what real men do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll be a great conversation. Bishop Jason said, we're turning the cameras off and we're going to get down.
Okay.
We're going to have some conversation that, because he just wrote a book, Disruptive Thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I got some stuff we want to talk about. And we ain't going to be able to run the cameras on this one. I mean, I know they probably are, but, mm-hmm. We'll get the footage. But, when he get raw like that, and I think this in this hour, man, that this is what men need.
Mm-hmm.
I think too many men today, this is just my opinion. I think, especially in Christendom, we hide behind church and the Bible.
Uh-huh.
I think it's time out for a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
In this hour, let me see it, in this hour in 2023, God is giving you the license to be human.
Mm-hmm.
As we do these Bible studies and as we talk, a lot of people, men, especially in Christendom, as we get saved, we flip over to this pseudo mindset of, we forget about our humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And so we end up trying to perform to do something that, that's not pleasing to God. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You especially when you have a religious spirit. And so you feel like you can't sit down and have men conversations or
uh-huh.
any kind of conversations, or you tying it into the Bible, or you pulling a scripture out, or you just can't talk about, anything.
Mm-hmm.
Some men can't in Christendom because I don't know what kind of tricky it is that you feel like you can't be human and talk about your human experience. And what I think people don't realize, mm-hmm. Mandy, I think it's God said it this way, that he will meet you in your infirmities.
Yes, he will.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So what is he saying? He knows the feeling of your infirmities. He know when you're hurting.
Yes.
He know when you mad as hell.
Yes.
He know, God knows all of that.
Yes, he does.
And so God can't come in. If you frustrated, you ain't getting none from your wife, you're frustrated. You ain't,
mm-hmm.
you know, your kids getting on your last black nerves.
Uh-huh.
You know, the job is getting on your nerves and church is getting on your nerves.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that, you know, as a man and a woman, you still walking around trying to quote scriptures to be pseudo spiritual and you don't want to be human.
Right.
And what you don't realize, God can't meet you where you are to even heal you because you faking and shaking with him because you trying to present to everybody else that you okay and you got this.
Mm.
And you really don't. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Oh,
you got men having heart attacks, stress attacks, dealing with anxiety. You got women having heart attacks. Why? Because they lying to their own self. And
yeah.
say Shakespeare commanded, said it the best to me. Let every man be true to himself. If you can't be real with God, who else can you be real with?
That's true.
And you don't have to come to God with all this religious formalities. Like, God knows everything about you. It ain't nothing he ain't nothing you doing that's going to throw God off because God is God. And so you don't have to come to him the way the church taught you to come to him. You can just come to him just as you are,
you know.
Broken, beat up. And I know you're going to jump in here, Mandy. You know, why? Because he said, you know, he feel your infirmities.
Uh-huh.
You know, he know you hurt it. He yeah. just wants you to be real with him. And so when you going to him doing all this faking and shaking and want him to come into your situation, but you lying to yourself and not really giving him your situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now you confused because you don't feel no deliverance or you don't get it. Why? Because we fake each other out every day, no matter who we are. This is just who we present ourselves to be. And you can present yourself to be this type of person that you're not strong,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so when you go to God like that,
mm-hmm.
you're not getting healed in areas. You're not getting delivered in areas.
Mm-hmm.
You're not being stress-free in areas. You're not living a free life because you're trying to prove to God that you're not human. He already know you human. He already know if somebody done stepped on your toenail, they done made it mad after you done got your toenail painted.
Right,
you understand
right.
what I'm saying? And you done spend $60 and you say, hell, man, I just got my toenail done.
Yeah.
It ain't really about the $60, but you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that authenticity is important, and I feel like when we operate that way, it gives a license to condemnation because we've tried – in our own strength to live up to something
that you can't,
that it takes the Spirit of God
yes.
to do. And we have to realize that and really, really realize it because we read it, but do we really realize we are flesh and spirit?
Right, right.
And
right.
nobody is living in the spirit 24/7. Now, although we gravitate and we do spiritual things and we're in the word, we're in prayer, but we're yet still going to have fleshly moments. And a lot of times when we try to, we all should want to grow, but when we just constantly like, I'm not doing this, I'm on this path, I'm this. And when we fall, that's the worst pain ever because condemnation comes in and it's like we begin to beat ourselves up.
Mm-hmm.
Operating out of their own strength, it doesn't allow grace to come in
mm-hmm.
because the person is saying, I got this. So when that person falls from the seeing it and walking and feeling like I have this and they fall, it's a disappointment. And a lot of times that's why a lot of people don't feel worthy because it's God's grace. It's God's grace and it's him living in us that makes us worthy.
Yeah,
And so a lot of times people, that's what happened.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times it's what's happened. It's not that no one's saying don't push for growth. No one's saying don't position ourselves to be better, but we're saying that we can't do it out of our own strength and nobody is 100% strong 24 hours of the day.
Well, I think, and what
I mean by that is in strong in things don't bother you. The wind don't blow, and sometimes you're not pushed. You know,
mm-hmm.
No, there comes a time where even when we may be in the shower, and it doesn't mean that you don't have faith, because you can be in a shower crying out to God, but yet you feel something in that moment. But yet we're crying out to him because we need him in that moment.
I just think this, Mandy, you know, being 62 years old now, I think a lot of people just practice a lot of religion, and I think it comes from a lot of the teachings to me, you know, people have made God like he's Superman, this pseudo person, and not realizing you're praying to the Creator. You know, I don't care how much we pray, we can't answer nobody's prayers. None of us can. That down here on earth, God is the only one answers prayers, not us. He just called for us to pray, but we can't heal nobody, we can't save nobody, we can't do any of that.
Right?
You understand what I'm saying? Don't nobody got no help in hell to put nobody in.
Right?
Nobody should be judging nobody. I don't care how many people you know sin. It's not your position to judge them and tell them about their sin. It's your position to worry about your own sin. That's why Scripture teaches you over there. And, you know, man, I quoted this scripture, I think, on your show that I probably need to go back and correct. I think I said 2 Thessalonians, but it's actually 1 Thessalonians. When God is telling you to tend and mind your own business. And see, a lot of people don't even know that's in the book. In that whole text, God frowns on you of being in other people's Christian walk. He said it is not your job to worry about Sister Cantaloupe, you know. Tend and mind your own business and do, you have to understand the whole text. At the end of the text, it say, do the work only that I call for you to do. Which suggests you're not supposed to be concerned about the work that he called for me to do. You should be concerned about the assignment that he called for you to do. And when you like Bishop Jones was saying today, when you get caught up in the worrying about somebody else, that's when you begin to start hating, because now you're trying to make this person. And that's why even in that whole text, if you read it, no Bible, this is why he says it's not good that you compare yourself with anybody else. And so what a lot of people end up doing, they end up trying out to live their Christian walk, because Brother Waller Miller is living a certain way, and Sister Cantaloupe down the street is living a certain way. Why? Because they done been taught all this religion, and they got this stronghold of teaching that they've been doing some out of a routine for years, and then they trying to project it on you, and just because you don't receive it like that, then they trying to judge you. And then that's why in another scripture he came back and said, I give you Bible study myself on the E-Man After Show. He came back and said, everybody's not going to receive you. If I don't receive your teaching and the style and the way you teach, what did he tell you? God's word said to you, wipe the dust from off of your feet, up under your feet, and keep it moving.
Right.
Why is he telling you that? I used to like, it was a quote that I adopted from you, Dr. Amanda. You said, this show is not for everybody, but it's for somebody. What was you saying there? You know, I don't care how long you've been teaching. It's not for everybody's not going to receive you.
Right.
They're not going to receive your style. They're not going to receive your mindset, because we're not all monolithic. They're not going to follow you like that.
Right.
It is not your position to bully your way. And I'll use a strong word here. It is not your position. No preacher, no prophet, no whoever you think you are out there for you to bully your way of mindset of teaching onto the people. That's not God.
Right.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I agree that it's not our job to bully, to pressure people.
To see it your way.
And sometimes what our job is to simply deliver the word. Simply deliver the word of God in love. In love. There's people that may not necessarily, for me, and I can speak for me, there's people that have not agreed with me, but at the same time, my heart is going to be revealed. And how is the heart revealed? How do I treat you just when you don't agree? How do I treat you? Because just because we don't always agree with the things God says. We may say we do, but our action shows different.
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't stop loving us.
Right, right.
He does not stop being our Father.
Right, right.
So at the end of the day, when I deliver a message or when someone delivers a message, and just because we have somebody that opposes us and they may not agree with us, where we truly are will show in that moment.
And that was, you know, that was what Bishop Noel Jones was saying today in the message.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about the Holy Spirit revealing itself.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about people being anointed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all preachers and stuff got different styles. But he wasn't really just talking about preaching. He was talking about pew people.
Right.
When you have an anointing,
mm-hmm.
the anointing will reveal itself.
Yes, it will.
You understand what
yes,
I'm saying?
It will.
You can't make you – listen. People tell me all the time, "Oh, E-man, you are anointed.
Mm-hmm.
You're anointed."
Right.
And then they may hear me on the show, be like, "Oh, yes." But what they're saying is, at that moment, the anointing of the Holy Spirit reveals itself.
Right.
You understand
and
what I'm
he
saying?
Will.
And He will.
Yes, He will.
And that's when you know you are anointed. But and why are we going this way? Because you know, I'll switch a topic. I know we're talking about the Florida woman, but we also talking why? Because we got on the subject about the Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we are all around the globe, and you got different mindsets, and different people are listening. Someone is appreciating this conversation on tonight because our 2023.
Uh-huh.
God is giving, I'm talking to my Christian community,
mm-hmm.
God is giving you the license to be human.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being pseudo-spiritual. I don't know who I'm talking. This is for somebody out there on the network. You over there listening on the network. Mate, you could even be on the phone line because the phone lines are lit up. They're not lit up as much as, I guess it's raining out, man.
It is raining.
I see it. I can stroll down easy tonight. I guess everybody's chilling tonight. Why? Because it's raining in the Dallas-Fort Metroplex and people have probably had a long day. And, of course, we have had a long day.
Right.
But know that 20, and just as I'm speaking this, because
uh-huh.
I'm decreeing and declaring this for somebody to get delivered on this show tonight. God is giving you the license to be human.
Yes.
What is that? Stop being pseudo-spiritual. Just be you.
So yes.
You understand what I'm saying? If you don't have to talk Bible every time you open up your
right.
mouth. You don't have to talk Jesus every time you open up your mouth.
And you
no,
don't
if
always
I just,
have to
Yeah,
be,
every conversation is not a godly conversation.
And you don't always have to be the strong one in the room.
Yeah, say you heard it.
Let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
You sometimes you can be, we can be become accustomed to being so strong for everybody else.
Yes.
That when we face challenges, it's hard to say, I have this challenge.
Right,
you know,
right, right.
It's hard to say, I have a deep cry within me.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say those things because we're so used to people coming to us,
right.
You know, and being used by God and rightfully so, right? But at the end of the day, everybody have to have some type of spiritual outlet. Whether you go, you pour out, whether that's land on your floor before God landed all at his feet, something. But at the end of the day, we all are going to have challenges. At the end of the day, we're all going to have a Hezekiah moment where our backs are against the wall and what we're struggling with or whatever dilemma that we have, it's going to be between us and God.
And even in you saying that, man,
mm-hmm.
And we have had a long day until we get ready to wind it down tonight because it's been a long day.
Right.
Even in that, as I sit here and listen to you, as you're describing it that way, we even talking about that just as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to say I'm tired as hell today. It's
mm-hmm.
okay to say, Negro, you getting on my nerves.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to, I don't care how saved you are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you speak in tongues every morning you get up. I don't care how much you pray. It's okay to say, Negro, you getting on my nerves.
It's absolutely mm-hmm. okay to let a person know. Now listen, you just can't go out there walking the street telling people they're getting on your nerves.
No, I'm talking about the people
but
that
the
get
people
on your
that,
nerves.
The people that you're, yeah, right. The
That's
people
what I'm talking about.
I know you are, but I wanted to make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
The people that you are connected with, it's okay to let them know when you're feeling away. It really is okay. I'm a firm believer. Now, we're
mm-hmm.
all different.
Right, right.
I may say something differently than my counterpart, but at the end of the day, for me, I feel like we can get any point over to a person, and it's in our delivery. Now, E-Man, on the other hand, he may feel like you just need to say it the way it is, and it is what it is. And if that's his lingo, it's okay. He's being himself, and those that know him and that are connected to him, they will understand his language because they're connected to him.
I'm just laughing at you. Go ahead.
Because people, that's why this is when you speak in regards to people that are in relationship with you, because it's not one of those things, E-Man, where it's taken personally. It's not one of those things where they feel like, oh, you just went too far. It's one of those things they're like, you know, I know that voice. That's E-Man's voice. That's my friend right there, you know. I said that to say, because not everybody will, like, you have some people are structured, so we're all different, and some people are structured differently. So some people may not have the outward expression that I may have. Somebody may be like, their outward expression may be so pleasant to the point where they may be telling you off, and you don't even know they're telling you off.
Well, I think they're being phony anyway.
No, I've known people to be I've known people to be authentic and to really be that way, where that's just how they were. That's how they were taught, so it's engrafted in them.
I think that comes from a slave mentality just as well. I just think
everybody's not courageous. I think I don't think everybody is that way in speaking, and I don't think it's a bad thing.
Well,
we're different.
So you can get what I'm saying.
Okay.
So you won't miss what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm talking about pretenders and putting on.
Right.
I do understand people. A lot of people are polite.
Yes.
I do understand people know how to code switch.
Right.
I'm talking about people that putting on, and you know you putting on.
Right. I'm
talking about the people that you don't have to do all of that.
Uh-huh.
And because we know you don't have to do all of that.
Right.
I'm talking about the ignorant ones that take it and manipulate it.
That's understandable.
That's what
we're speaking. Have those.
Oh, for sure.
But I was talking about those that are geared, like really geared. They're operating, you know, authentically, right?
Mm-hmm.
But going back to the ones that are like putting on a front, putting on the facade, let me say this. Yes, for those people that are connected with you and those people that you trust and you love, and you're able to just take every cover off and say, this is me, that's a safe place. It's a safe place to be in. It's a safe place to release. However, not everybody will be able to digest who you are. So that means that everybody is not deserving to experience the nakedness of you, meaning that you can't always go to I can probably go to Sister Sheila and say, Sister Sheila, this is working my nerves. I don't have time for this. She getting on my nerves. And Sister Sheila may understand me.
Uh-huh.
Now, Sister April just may not understand that. So at the end of the day, and if I'm trying to win Sister April over, then at the end of the day, I have to come eye to eye with her. And that's where the wisdom tools come in.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean you be fake. It means you be wise. But you can still be, you can let a person know, going back to being real, E-Man, you can still let a person know when you're not satisfied with something versus pretending like it's all good. Because have you ever seen those people? I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time, and this is about me. I remember one time years ago, I was sitting in my, I'm really meticulous about my hair. I remember one time I was sitting in my, in a stylish chair I went to for the first time, and she did my hair. And when she pulled the mirror around, I was just like holding my breath. I was so upset. Like I was upset.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, it's fine. It's fine. You know, I paid her. And I was really upset. And when I got out of that, that chair and I got in my car. Listen, I rearranged the whole hairstyle. I just kind of because I was like, what's the use? I was so angry when I could have just let her know, listen.
Well, you should have.
I should have.
And I'm going to tell you why I feel like you should have. You paid your money?
Right. So, but this was years ago.
Uh-huh.
You know, I wasn't as expressive.
Can I ask you a question?
As I am now, yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
You paid your money, right?
I did.
And you feel like you didn't need to tell, is that because you were saved or you feel like it was the spirit of God for you to be polite and not say, you know, I'm just going to let it ride?
Mm-hmm.
Or having the license to
you know
be
what?
Human
I could
to
not
turn
properly,
around and
to be honest, in my anger in that moment, I could not properly articulate myself. So in that moment, you know, some people, they can't properly, they get angry and they may react.
Okay.
I couldn't properly, I was so angry.
Mm-hmm.
I could not, listen, it would not have been good for me to say anything in that moment, okay?
Why?
Because I just couldn't. I was like, I could not, I was so upset about my hair. And
but
so,
you still paid your money.
Well, I'm the type of person, she did the work. I mean, back then I wasn't as like, and confrontation in my, I don't believe confrontation is a bad thing. I believe that you have to confront certain things. I don't know.
Well,
I don't think it has anything to do with Christian, though.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
I just want to ask you this, man.
Yes,
because
amen.
I can just see you. Did you say, oh, well, Sister Beauty Shop, you know, it's okay, you know, next time if you do, did you say, well, you know, God bless you, you know, then you walk out of there, you mad as hell because your hair didn't look like.
No, I was just like, it's good. It's good. I was just really short with my answers.
And so let me make my point.
Okay.
Let me make my point.
Okay.
This is what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This is why, because most of the teachers have taught, even if it's through slavery or through Christianity, that you have to always, no, this is real talk, that you got to take the high road and be something that you're not.
When you can just properly, we can have a conversation. Now, I was young back then, and I wasn't as mature. Let me be clear, because you do my hair, you mess with my hair now. We're going to have a conversation, okay? But I was young then, and I didn't know how to properly articulate myself.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's a different ball game with me. But no, I did. I got in that car.
And all kind of stuff, huh?
I was so upset. But then I learned something about myself also.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned that a lot of now, like if I get a new hairstyle, it may take a moment to grow on me too.
For sure that.
So I have to wait a few days. Sometimes I have to wear a hairstyle and wait a few days. Like, oh, this works for me. But so if I don't respond right then and there in that moment, it's probably because I'm feeling like, okay, give it a moment, Amanda, because you know you – that's just how I process things. But anyway.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're around the domino table. I'm not lost in the conversation. Let me come back to what we're talking about, why in 2023 God is giving you the license to be human.
Be human.
Because
in a way, he
meets you.
Where the covers come off. In a way where the mask come off.
Mm-hmm.
In a way where we're able to acknowledge our true feelings, we're able to acknowledge who we are.
Because he understands the framework of his people. And he cannot, when God see the framework, when God see you weak, when God see you ain't got it together, when God know you edgy, when God know you polite, when God know it, but you tired as hell about everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, listen, this is not about me and men, because I'm not tired as hell. I'm not weary. I am completely in my right mind, and
right.
I'm in a whole lot of peace. I done got married. I'm completely fine. This conversation is not about me and Mandy. This is a conversation that's happening in the church world today, that people are being pseudo-spiritual and they are missing God. You understand what I'm saying? This is a conversation. We living in times today where we've been talking about shootings for ever since Valdi.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about killings ever since Valdi. We've been talking about shootings ever since they passed the gun law bill. Have we not?
Right.
And on everybody podcast, everybody's trying to come up with a solution. We done had the whole world to pray. COVID done came. We done did all of that. And we still back again with a woman getting shot in her front door.
Mm-hmm.
We still back again where people are losing their mind. Why? And so at the end of the day, you know, for us to be sitting here talking about an African-American woman getting shot down in front of her kids by a white woman.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think it was the other show we was talking about. I hope she gets some time
Mandy
and some.
The mentor show.
I hope she gets some time and some, because I believe the woman was racist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe, but is someone going to be pseudo-spiritual?
Mm-hmm.
I promise you.
Right.
Oh, we just going to pray for her. We just want to go. No, I'm finna be human.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, I mean, those of you been on the wire, you done seen the different stories. It was all about an iPad. You know, we had so many different perspectives on the Mandy the Mentor show.
Right.
You know, did the mother tell her the kids to stay out of her yard?
Uh-huh.
We talked about all of that. So those of you are listening on tonight, you know, this woman was, you trying to tell me, you know, if they done had altercations,
mm-hmm,
and this woman shows up at her door,
right,
number one, to get her children's iPad back,
mm-hmm,
that she done called them niggas all night long. She done called them out of their name for a while.
Allegedly.
Well, she done called them, allegedly. She, uh-huh, done called them different names.
Mm-hmm.
And in the names that she was calling them, the kids got scared and they took off running. And they left their iPad.
Right.
She ends up with the iPad. So the mother said, let me go over here and get the iPad back from, get my children them iPad back. And she goes up to the front door, according to the story. And we're going to play the story.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, let's play the story first, Mandy. And
okay,
then we'll come back and talk about it. Uh-huh. Y'all check this out on the network.
A 35-year-old mother of four fatally shot in front of one of her children by a neighbor. Tonight, calls growing for the shooter's arrest.
Charge her. You know who did it. Charge her.
Police say Ashika Owens was shot through her neighbor's door on Friday. This photo from the family's attorney showing the bullet hole. The incident coming after a long-standing neighborhood feud escalated between the shooter and Owens over Owens' children.
My daughter, my grandchildren's mother, was shot and killed with her 9-year-old son standing next to her. She had no weapon. She posed no imminent threat to anyone.
A child then told police there had been a dispute over an iPad and that the suspect had thrown roller skates at the children, according to a police report. The report says Owens then knocked on the suspect's door. That's when the suspect fired the fatal shots through the closed door, according to witnesses in the report.
The mother went to get the iPad and you shoot her? Who does that?
Owens' children calling on other neighbors for help.
Her children ran to my house, banging on the door, asking for us to call the police that their mother was shot.
Police say the shooter, who is a 58-year-old white woman, is now the suspect in an active homicide investigation, but has not been charged.
I wish our shooter would have called us instead of taking actions into her own hands.
The deadly incident putting a renewed spotlight on the controversial Stand Your Ground law, which allows people to defend themselves with deadly force if they believe they are in imminent danger.
And any time that we think or perceive or believe that that might come into play, we cannot make an arrest. The law specifically says that. And what we have to rule out is whether the deadly force was justified or not before we can even make the arrest.
The investigation revealing a history of conflict. Police say they were called to the area at least 6 times in the last year and a half. One report released by the sheriff's office saying, quote, neighbors' kids are screaming and yelling and are being loud. They are screaming and playing football. Owens' family saying the suspect had directed racist language at them in the past.
She called them racial slurs, the N-word, slaves.
Police are still seeking information, saying they have plans to interview Owens' children, some of whom witnessed their mother being killed, according to police. One of those witnesses, her 12-year-old son, heartbroken.
I just want to thank everybody for coming out for my mother.
All right, with that, Stephen Romo joins Top Story Live tonight. So, Stephen, I got to ask you, law enforcement saying there was an ongoing feud between both neighbors. I mean, look, we've covered this.
And we'll stop it right there. And to all of you that's on the network, on the phone lines tonight,
mm-hmm,
when you sit back, and if you want to jump into this conversation, you get it. We're around the domino table tonight. And so we're keeping it real. We're keeping it 100. I don't want no political church answers. I want answers that, how do that really make you feel? You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, you know, it's all kind of different stories out there on social media.
Right.
But when you sit back and listen, there's four kids without their mothers today, over an iPad.
Over an iPad.
You understand what I'm saying? And so if these children have been in her yard, she's been calling them different names. She's been saying this and saying that. you understand what I'm saying? You know, how are we to handle these kind of situations? How are we to say, you know, at the end of the day, what do we need to do now? Because, you know, in Florida, they've got to call protect your, you know, protect your yourself. You know, as the report just said, you know, where she is her property, and now she got to protect herself. You know, and that's why they didn't arrest her immediately, because she fell in some type of harm's way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This lady shows up on her property, you know, banging on her door, and she just immediately starts shooting, you know? And so at the end of the day, what are we going to do? What solution are we going to have to stop these brutal killings, and we can just shoot a human person down and act like it's all okay? You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we go into our prayer to go meetings, and we doing all of that type of stuff. But since COVID-19,
mm-hmm.
COVID-19, ever since Uvalde,
mm-hmm.
if you're not paying attention to those of you on the network, those of you on the phone lines, if you're not really paying attention, ever since Uvalde, there's been a shooting in a different state every weekend. If I was listening to the guy out of Chicago, every weekend since Uvalde, we're just not talking about it in the schools.
Right.
We're talking about it in the neighborhoods.
Yes.
We just had one here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex in Allen, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
We have one in Fort Worth, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
All over the south side of Chicago, they got brothers taking back the streets. Why? Because at the end of the day, with this gun violence, and this is Gun Violence Awareness Month, we've been in the news about some type of shooting.
Right.
If it's from the police,
mm-hmm.
if it's from us, if it's from individuals don't look like us. And so here we is through the month of 20, I think on this particular newscast, this is 2023. We into the fifth month.
Right.
We in the sixth month.
Sixth month, uh-huh.
And Uvalde happened last. They talking about homicides and the shootings and the killings. What states have had more shootings every weekend by some individual? And so that's an alarming number. Somebody's putting their children, their parents, their brothers, their sisters in the ground behind gun violence.
Right.
These four kids just have to be put in, if it's anger, if it's we got access to guns. I know we got to have protection. I get that. We got to have protection out there because at the end of the day, you know, it's so much going on. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's just the senseless killings that's going on and on and on and on. And we sit around on every podcast, we sit around on every TV show, we sit around on every radio show, and we have these kind of conversations. But what is it going to take for this situation to change?
Yes, what is it going to take?
And so, once again, we have had this, and everybody wants to be spiritual about it, about
mm-hmm.
the conversation. This is where I was going with the conversation. Now let's have some real human conversations. Let's be human. We need to do the humanity, human thing.
Mm-hmm.
If that mean we need to go to legislature, that mean that now all of us that ain't signed, won't help sign no bill, need to sign a bill? Do that mean we all need to march to the governors, march up to the White House? We got to get these gun laws changed because if not, people are killing people over a little bit of anything.
A little bit of anything. I feel that, and I know people all over the world are dying. It's not just a particular race, right, or sex or anything of that nature. People are just dying. But I feel like the way that people take one of the ways people can take, if you want to say power, we can use the word power mm-hmm. back. Is and our voices can truly be heard mm-hmm. is if we start limiting our resources, if we stop supporting certain organizations that pushes these gun laws and certain organization that hosts these gun festivals and things of that nature. I feel like if we stop putting our money in those places mm-hmm. and we start properly researching organizations and things of that nature, businesses that support these type of things, I feel like changes will occur.
And so what do you guys say on the network? This show is being heard all around the globe. We got people, if you're over on the network, you want to call in, you can call in at 563-999-3456. We got to get to the point to where, I like the good old answer. Oh, we praying. I like the good old answer, but there is no change. What are we right. doing to make a change? This is why I started out talking about being human and God giving you the license in the season of being human. And we was expressing a whole lot, but at the end of the day, we're getting away from humanity. Because we don't want to participate, uh-huh. because we don't want to. Boots on the ground running is either, and I know everybody has a position. Everybody can't march. I get
right,
that.
Right.
Everybody can't sign and everybody can't go up to the legislature, but you can go to your senator's office. You can send a letter. You can go to your NAACP.
Uh-huh.
You can go to all of these organizations that folk that can, but while we praying and while we going to church and having church go meetings every night,
uh-huh.
people are still shooting and killing. Why? Because at the end of the day, no one wants to really, really do the work until it becomes in their backyard, it'll become their kids. Here's a family that mother is gone now. Aunties and all of these people going to have to raise. These kids going to be traumatized for the rest of their lives.
Yes, they are.
You understand what I'm saying? In Uvalde, them parents and them kids is traumatized for the rest. They got to live with that.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? And so being gun violence, if we was to ask every church in America was just come together and sign some bills and take it. And I'm not talking about the black church. I'm not talking about the whole church. I'm talking about everybody.
Everybody.
Where we can begin to make a difference and get a minimum. It's too many guns in the hands of people that
that are mentally disturbed. What I mean is they have things going on mentally. They have hurts and things that have been dealt with. A lot of revenge,
mm-hmm.
and things
Anger.
Of that nature. And mm-hmm. I think that people need to go through some type of psych evaluation, whatever that may look like, right,
mm-hmm.
in order to get certain firearm. Just not any Joe Blow should be able to walk up into an establishment and grab a firearm,
Right.
And I think because the people – we live in a time where a lot of people are really having a lot of mental disturbances.
Yeah,
regardless of what that looks like, you have a lot of people that are holding stuff. Some people have a lot of malice. Some people have had harm done to them. Lost loved ones. And because they have lost loved ones, they don't feel like they have a reason to live anymore.
Right.
We have this going on with the times we live in. And since people have been affected mentally, we need to put extra measurements in place, Eman, when it comes to these guns and things of that nature, because we need to protect not only ourselves, but our future, which is our children. Our children, our babies, meaning people that are younger than us,
mm-hmm.
they are dying in the streets.
Right.
There's a lot of people that get shot in Chicago all the time, and it's not publicized. In a lot of different cities, we know this, in states as well. But there's a lot of people, they're dying. There's deaths that we will never hear about, right?
Oh, for sure.
And so with that being said, something definitely needs to be done. There needs to be some laws that needs to be changed and rewritten. But it takes us as a people to push these type of things. Yes, we know that we will always be praying. See, what Iman is basically saying is that prayer is always established. We're always praying, but we have to do something beyond prayer. We have to do the work. And a lot of times, it seems like people can use prayer as a cop-out, not to anything, you know?
For sure.
And they're just laying by the riverside. They're laying by if you want to go biblical, they're laying by the pool of Bethesda, like the paralyzed man did, you know, letting everybody else pass them by. When you too, me too, we have things to do. We can all partake, and sometimes we can use our skills and ability to get things done. What skills do you possess? What skills do I possess? Are you good with writing? Well, somebody that can write, they can write the legislator, they can write the senator, you know, they can somebody that's really good in politics, they can give the insight information to someone that may be very good in writing. Somebody that can speak, they can send videos and things of that nature,
you know,
to the White House. And then connections, you know, who are you connected to? Maybe you might have the right connection to get you in the right room with the right people that you can speak to. It's a lot of different ways we can go with this, but all I'm saying is that we all can play a part. What's wrong?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Amanda over there, she's struggling. It's been a long day, and her sinus is draining because we're broadcasting this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and it's been raining. It's been humid. It's been about, 91 today? And
it's been crazy.
And so Amanda woke up with stuffiness. And,
do I sound bad?
Your voice sound, because you know how sinus drain down in your voice, and you're all on the mic, and you sound terrible. But and then we just did another show. She's not sick or anything like that. It's just that, you know, we have did another show, and the Man Did a Mentor show, and then with the way the weather is here in Dallas. So all of you allergy sufferers out there, deal with all of that. That's the only thing that's going on with Mandy. So we're going to get us some nasal spray when we get off the air here. But as we get ready to wrap this show up, this is the idea that I had, Mandy.
Okay.
Out of all the pastors that I got coming on, I'm going to call all these pastors that I've asked to come on. That's coming on.
Uh-huh.
I want us to go in our churches and start a petition and sign something that we can take to the governor or to the turn this gun law bill around.
Okay.
We can get on here and talk, but we need to do something.
Yes.
You know, I talk about Bishop T.D. Jakes. They already working on it.
Uh-huh.
You know, you talking about influence, and you talking about people that you're connected to. You got the Dr. Freddie Haynes, you got all of these, and I know a lot of pastors, and I'm dealing with a lot of pastors.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder, because I'm inviting you on to teach, wonder can I invite you to get your members to sign a petition where we can take and get these gun laws turned?
Right.
Wonder how many people, members would, why are we starting with the church? Because I believe if we start with the church community,
mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? We need to be the head.
We do.
We want people to look at us as the head. We want people to come to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe the marketplace, maybe the world will jump on board when they see the church community saying enough is enough.
Yeah, we are the ones mm-hmm. to provoke change.
Right, right, right. And so if we just provoke change as a believer, I feel prevail. To talk to each and every, I don't care if you got 10 members or two.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm saying? You got 2,000 or you got 200. We got to get to the point now where we got to collectively come together and say enough killing is enough killing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we killing each other in the streets. We got to make a decision about this gun law,
right.
and let the powers to be that's able to get into those doors be the one that be our spokesman for us.
Yeah.
That's just a thought that I had that what can we do over here on the E-Man After Show?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think that's a good start, E-Man.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good start. We should be able to speak to anything. anything. And this is something that we need to be targeting.
Until it becomes your child.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
And so many people are just affected, you know, by what has happened in Uvalde, what has happened in different states and things of that nature. And we need to be a part of the solution.
Yes.
When it comes to these killings and things of that nature.
Right, right.
But, yeah.
Yeah. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show. We came on. We're around the domino table tonight. Now, next Sunday night when you come back, it's gospel night.
It is gospel Sunday.
Yeah, it's gospel night next Sunday night. Why? Because it's Father's Day. It's Father's Day next Sunday night, and it's gospel night.
Yes.
And, you know, happy early Father's Day out there to all the fathers. And you just want to call up the E-Man after show and wish your father a happy Father's Day, living or dead. You know what I'm saying? They may go on to be with the Lord, but you want to honor them in their absence. You know, someone have raised you, someone, a surrogate father. Your father
yes.
went in your life and someone else stepped in. We're going to do it, but we're going to do it gospel night because, Mandy, I was told I did jazz night.
Mm-hmm.
I was told I did blues night.
Mm-hmm.
And I did comedy night, and so I said, "Oh, so what that mean? I
got
to get a gospel people. I got to get
right.
a church community song."
That's
so
right.
next, come back next Sunday night. We're gonna be playing gospel next Sunday night.
Yes.
We're gonna be playing some of that because they're leaving at the day at the potter's house. They did all the old hymns today.
They did.
You understand what I'm saying? So we're gonna give you a little word. I'm not word. We're gonna give you a little gospel music to keep you uplifted. We're gonna do the segment, and then we're gonna honor fathers on next Sunday night. So join us next Sunday night. Mandy, this has been a great show. And ladies and gentlemen that's on the phone lines, on the network, we don't shy away from these kind of conversations.
Nope.
I'm gonna talk just like this. I ain't changing my conversation. I'm going to continue to talk like this. Why? Because at the end of the day, you know, we sick and tired of being phony in the church community.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because at the end of the day, if it don't start with us, if we don't learn to be human and to deal with real live human situations and stop trying to hide behind the Bible and hide behind church and just cope and deal with it, we'll get a whole lot of stuff done.
Right.
And so that's to those of you that, you know, you'll get it later. And a lot of times they get it later. And when something hits your back door, then it'll be too late. Because no one is safe in these streets today.
Right.
Everybody needs some protection
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day. Why? Because we're living in those times. So, Mandy,
yes.
we want to thank you guys for joining us on tonight. Listen, join us tomorrow night. It's the Kia D Unplugged Show.
Yes.
It's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Kia D, she's the owner of We Talk Radio Network. She have a show at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's called Kia D Unplugged, and it's a very unplugged show.
Yes,
and so we want to appreciate all of you. Nobody hung up on the phone lines yet.
Uh-uh.
Want to appreciate you standing by on the phone lines. We want to appreciate you guys on the network. Come back next Sunday night. It's gospel night. Man, are you ready to shut it down?
Let's go.
Your voice wearing you out over here.
Uh-huh, my throat.
Yeah, so let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Peace.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Mother, there's too many of you to cry. Brother, there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.